This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A storm is brewing for some U.S. politicians and the Catholic Church over communion, which offers grace, intimately linking the life of the believer to the life of Christ through his church. The problem is, some prominent Catholics refuse Catholic and Christian teaching regarding the intrinsic evil of abortion while outwardly attending to the sacrament. Cardinal Raymond Burke has once again articulated his position, now as Chief Justice at the Vatican's highest court. For those whose public life cannot give a sincere amen to the Church, he says that denying them communion makes perfect sense. Few may remember that Kermit Gosnell's abortion fiefdom was initially brought into question not by a medical investigation, but by a drug trafficking investigation leading to his East Philly abortion business. Already serving life in prison, Gosnell was sentenced Monday to 30 years on those federal drug charges. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. An opinion piece at lifenews.com introduces Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger's desire to rid the world of mixed races and then asks a poignant question. Isn't it weird that people point to the majority of prison inmates being black and Hispanic as proof of racism? But the fact that black babies are far more likely to be killed in the womb is just coincidence. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.